So, I just had a funny experience during that last track. I was sitting here on my Todd in the studio. No one ever turns up to listen to my show. And usually Dave's knocking around ready for his show, and he wasn't here yet. And I was thinking, wait a minute, it's 2:05. Of course, I have the key to the building, and I just had to run outside and let him in. So, unfortunately, I didn't hear most of that track. Which is a shame, because I like that track. That last track was the final movement of a piece called Guitarthis by Dave Fennessy, who incidentally was the guitar player in the piece of mine that I played you earlier. I thought I'd play that because he texted me in the middle of my piece and said he was going to bed. So I thought I'd play a piece of his just to annoy him so, you know, he missed it. Never mind, I expect he knows that piece anyway, seeing as he wrote it. So, what else did we listen to then? That was three tracks I played. Oh, yeah, I played in the middle there. I played Christoph Reiserer's, what was that track called? Double Blackbird from his solo soprano sax album, Impositions. Christoph's a good friend of ours from Munich. It's a long story, but he was in fact playing on that first album I played you tonight, extract of the Glasgow Improvised Orchestra album. Before that was the track which Neil wouldn't let me play last week, and I must admit, listening to it again, I'm pleased I played that track. To be honest, I feel a bit of a cheek because I think I got this job because I once played Dave Lamb a bunch of weird quasi-pop electronica music, and he thought it would go well on the shows. And since then, I've turned up with a bunch of weird instrumental improvisation stuff with a few odd bits of electronic noise-making in between. So that was for David. Unfortunately, of course, he was locked outside the door, so he didn't hear it. But indeed, that last track was Mankiran's rendition of Golden Brown. I'm sure you got it. That was actually off the Shadaz label, Shadaz 2, The Invisible Insurrection of a Million Minds. I've no idea if you can still get it, but I was handed a copy. I think that is Luke Fowler's label. And the interesting thing about Luke Fowler is not only is he a local filmmaker and artist who's just got nominated for the Beck's Futures Prize, but he also recorded the solo acoustic guitar album from Neil Davidson, which I played you an extract of earlier. You see, just to prove all the links and connections in this show, insane. There's loads of them. It's completely and utterly nepotistic, and we all shag each other. So, I thought I would end tonight on Sub City 87.7 FM Magnetic Possum's Hour. We'll be back next week. Hopefully Neil will be back next week, so you won't have to listen to so much of my tripe and also 100% of my music collection. I did actually borrow a bunch of stuff off Neil, but I didn't really use it. Sorry, Neil. Maybe I played one or two things. Yeah, without further ado, I'm actually going to play a nice long track to end here because I think Dave's probably a bit annoyed because he was locked out the building for so long. He's probably still getting his records ready. This is another sort of track which Neil would probably not let me play, so I thought I'd play it for you again.